Second wettest year on record. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Becker. How did 2019 rank in terms of precipitation? USDA's Stephanie Ho has the story.
There's no doubt that 2019 was a wet year. Just how wet was it?
The final numbers from the National Centers for Environmental Information are in, and it shows that it was the second wettest year on record in the U.S., narrowly missing the record that was originally established in 1973.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Although this year's rainfall totals were not quite the most ever, they were very close to the record.
Looking at the numbers across the lower 48 states averaged, we saw 34.78 inches of precipitation in 2019. That is less than a quarter inch below the all-time record, 34.96 inches in 1973.
Three more years, 1983, 2018, and 2015, round out the top five wettest years on record.
So what that means that over the last 5 years, we have seen three of the wettest years on record, and that's covering 125 years from the late 1890s to present.
In fact, he says most of the country has been in the midst of what he calls an impressive wet cycle.
It is not a surprise to see that this five-year period, 2015 to 2019, is easily the wettest five-year period on record for the United States. Previously, the five wettest years occurred back in the 1990s. The record was broken this year by about 5 inches.
Meanwhile, 2019 also saw another weather feature.
Not only was it very wet, but it was somewhat warm in most of the country.
He says the greatest warmth was concentrated across the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states.
It was one of the top 10 warmest years on record.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.